Knowing how to talk to women and having things to talk about is a crucial skill for any man to learn. Now, the art of conversation does take practice. We have all been in situations where we have not known how to portray ourselves in the best way, and then hesitation kicks in. Firstly, let me tell you, it happens to everyone in the dating world. Even if we don't want to admit it, stepping into unknown territory and trying to navigate your way through the war zone that is love, come on, it's intimidating. But don't worry, as everyone has felt this at some point in their lives, and going through these steps will help you find your feet and hopefully love. So let's dive in, like and subscribe. The first thing you need to do is build your confidence. Having confidence, no matter what you are going through in life, is the golden ticket to success. Whether it is in love or a job, friends or self-improvement, this all depends on one's confidence. The best part is they feed off each other. So the more confident you will become, the better you do with girls. The better you do with girls, the more confident you become. So don't be that guy spending all of your life wondering, what if, or should I have done this? Now is the time to start growing some confidence with these steps. Try to avoid overanalyzing things that people say to you. There have been many times when shyness is actually a result of perceptions. People think that others see them in a certain way and make that their reality, when in fact, no one is having the thoughts you believe that they are. So try taking people for their word and don't worry about what someone might be thinking. Change your mindset. If you are constantly saying negative things about yourself in your head, then you will have an extremely hard time ever feeling confident. Even though it is not true, telling yourself phrases like "no one will ever like me," "I'm not good enough," "I'm too weird," will actually make you believe that you are not worthy of any attention. So instead, create a positive vibe around yourself that builds you up, gives you that "I am amazing" talk, "I am intelligent" talk, or "I'm gonna meet some amazing new people today." Set small goals for yourself and make sure you complete them. Make a point of saying hi to a girl that you want to talk to. Open up doors for future conversations by taking those small baby steps. The more you practice and build your confidence, the more at ease you will feel. Live in the moment. Don't worry about what might happen in the future. Focus on the here and now. It will be easier for the conversation to flow if you are only concentrating on the current topics and not jumping ahead of yourself. Communication. Communicating with her is key for any solid connection, and listening is also important when it comes to striking up a conversation with a woman. Essentially, when you are talking to her, you want to show that you are fully present and engaged in the topic of conversation, but still being able to be your charming and fun self. Now, the easiest way to gain confidence using the art of communication is, are you ready? To just listen. Sounds a lot easier than what it is. It requires you to not talk so much, but enables you to hear her and understand her, breaking down barriers you created because she was an unknown entity. The feeling of knowing someone more personally creates confidence in yourself that you can talk more about common topics and things that she likes. This is a life hack for the less confident people. Women, they love to talk, so give her that opportunity and then gain the confidence required to take it to the next level. Body language. Body language is oh so important. You need to master this when approaching and talking to the ladies. It can tell you more about a person's feelings before they even speak a word. Paying attention to your stance and movements matter. If your eyes are genuinely focused on hers and your body language is open, then this can make a huge difference in how she's feeling about you. Now, if you are naturally shy or reserved and you are trying to be smooth using body language, try some of these tips. You can stand up straight with your shoulders gently pulled back. Doing this makes you appear larger. It's going to puff out your chest and usually makes your muscles look as good as possible. Next up, hold your head high. Keeping your head up makes you look proud, confident, and unafraid of your surroundings. Also, don't be scared to take up space. Confident people are not afraid to have that broad stance. If you are standing around the people in a crowd, don't shrink back from others if you accidentally brush against them. Are you ready for the next one? Always keep your arms open and inviting. Now, if you do this, you know, cross your arms like this, it makes you appear slightly closed off, unenthusiastic, and as if you don't really want to talk. Be in the moment. Don't stare at your phone. Doing this makes you look busy and uninterested in wanting to talk to anyone. Use appropriate eye contact. Now, there's a reason that looking someone in the eyes is traditionally seen as a sign that someone is genuine. Doing this gives her the impression that you are open, you are unintimidating, and very attentive. Don't stare at a woman because too much eye contact can definitely make her feel a little bit uncomfortable, but feel free to maintain steady eye contact, just a healthy amount to reassure her that you are interested. The old saying, my eyes are up here, is very true. We hate our bodies being eyeballed. And let me tell you, we know when you guys are doing it to us. Even if we don't tell you, we know what you're doing. So keep the attention to the face so that we know your intentions are kind and good. Signals. If you are having trouble picking up signals, this is often because you are being a little bit too self-conscious. When you are too focused on yourself, you close off mentally from receiving information about other people. This will be less of an issue when you become more comfortable with yourself. You will then end up being less self-conscious when interacting with others. Also, it may be the case that you are picking up signals, but you are too afraid to act on them, or you are just second-guessing yourself. So do not miss this chance. Instead, test the waters. See if you do get a positive response. Don't be scared of rejection. It is part of life's lessons and not the end of the world. Think of it this way. If you don't push yourself, you will never know what her response would be. Look in the mirror. Confidence starts with the physical self. If you do not feel good or look good, you will most likely not act it. Whether it is when you first wake up in the morning or before you go on a date, you have to be the best version of yourself. So make sure you are always dressed to impress and you look well groomed. If you feel like you look the part, this will build your self-esteem to project this into your aura. Giving off confident, good vibes is a great start. It also invites compliments from the opposite sex, and this will help break the ice. When you go to approach a woman, you want to feel like you already have plenty of boxes ticked. So, looking in the mirror, make sure you are ticking the essentials, and you should have no problem at all breaking the ice. Now, there may be a lot of things to think about here, but don't be too stressed out or feel too intimidated. Just think of this as advice, as a guide of improving your game to get you talking with women with utter confidence. Throw yourself into gaining belief in you and learning the signals and watching your body language. And let me tell you, before you even know it, talking to the ladies will become second nature. But also, don't forget to have fun and enjoy the experience. Take nothing too serious and do not accept that negative self-talk as the truth. The truth is this, you are amazing, you are talented, you are interesting, and now is the time for your personal growth.